So today we'll begin moving through the loving-kindness meditation in the Burmese style, which is done by repeating what are called the four universal wishes, wishes for safety, well-being of mind, ease in the body, comfort in the world. Could I just see a show of hands? Can you raise your hand if you have not done this style of meditation before, if this is new to you? Okay, few. So, just to begin, to get into as comfortable a position as you're able to, this is a style of meditation where we want to be still, but we're not paying so much attention to the body, so if you feel the need to make just quiet adjustments as we go along, that's fine, just to be mindful not to generate too much noise. And just as in the mindfulness practice, you can let the eyes close. And just start by grounding in the body. Take a few mindful breaths. And just settle back into being still. So I find it helpful to start the loving-kindness practice by reflecting on what's brought us here to do this work together. And you might just try to remember back for yourself when you signed up for this course. What was it that you had in mind? What did you come here hoping to find? And has that changed since you've been here? Possibly. What would you say is keeping you going at this point? And as we reflect on this, bringing the attention to rest in the area around the physical heart, the heart center, that area of body around the physical heart where a lot of the effects of emotion manifest. And just as we think about why we're here, seeing if we can detect some glimmer of response in the area around the heart. Maybe some sense of warmth. Or light. Or longing. Seeing if we can articulate our aspiration in a way that feels like it really resonates with the heart. I want to be free from the pain and suffering in my life. I want to feel more connected and engaged with people around me or with the world. Whatever your particular aspiration is, it really captures why you're here. Seeing if we can get down to a more and more fundamental level. Like, what is it really at our core, on the deepest level that we can access, that it is that we want out of this practice? If we follow this investigation to its conclusion, what's really underneath, what's motivating us to do this, if we follow that line of questioning all the way to the end of its path, then at some point we'll arrive at the realization that we want to be happy, if you haven't already yet. Seeing if that resonates. We do this practice, we do everything really, because we want to be happy. So seeing if that touches the heart. Seeing if we can actually own that deep desire, that deep longing. I want to be happy. Can the heart take that in? Most of us have cut ourselves off from that deep and natural longing that we all have for our well-being to some extent, and some of us to a great extent. Having been taught or come to believe that it's selfish, that we're not entitled, maybe that it's immature, but it is in there someplace. So seeing if you can put your own words to that wish, to the extent that you can connect with it and honor it. I want to be happy. I want to be free. I want to be peaceful. I want to make the most of this life. I care about this life. I care about this being. My happiness does matter to me. Seeing if we can find those words that touch the heart, that wake it up. Or if we find that there's resistance there, and it's difficult to get in touch with that, then honoring that, taking in that that's how it is right now. And seeing if we can connect with the aspiration to be able to connect. To move in that direction of being more in harmony, being more open to what is really the deepest wish for all of us. In this style of practice, we make use of what's called the four universal wishes. Four universal wishes of goodwill, which are the wishes for those types of well-being that all of us want. They're universal. Most of you in this room I have never met before, and yet I know you want these things. And not just us human beings, but really every form of life, each in its own way. So we all want to be safe. Seeing if you can connect with that. We all want to be safe. None of us wants to feel threatened or in danger, vulnerable. We all want that sense of security and protection, stability. We all want peace of mind or happiness, whatever that might look like for different ones of us or for different types of beings. None of us wants to be afflicted by anxiety, restlessness, painful obsessive thoughts or emotions. We all want to feel peaceful in our minds, feel at ease in our minds. Seeing if we can take that in, that that's really true for us. We all want to be at ease in our bodies. We'd all like to be healthy and strong, or at least to have as much ease and comfort, relaxation in the body as possible, however it might be. To be able to inhabit these physical forms that we have with as little struggle as possible. That's something that all of us want. None of us wants to be in pain. We want to be free from pain. So taking that in, does that resonate? We all want to have comfortable circumstances in life, what we might call prosperity or ease of well-being. So not necessarily lavish luxury, but just not having to struggle to meet our basic needs, being able to get enough food, clothing, shelter, medical care, to be able to take care of ourselves without it being a constant burden, not having to worry how we're going to pay the bills, not having to worry how we're going to take care of other beings that may depend on us for their well-being, but just being able to live with reasonable comfort and without undue struggle in the world. None of us wants to have to fight for our existence. Taking that in. The Buddha taught that these kind of very just basic universal wishes of living beings are entirely appropriate. That it's totally natural, it's totally healthy to want our own well-being in just a very basic way. To want to have true happiness, peace of mind and heart, to be able to live with reasonable comfort, safety, security in our material circumstances, and that this is not selfish at all. It's not self-centered, it's not egotistical. It's natural for us as living beings to want to be happy. So can we find it in our hearts to wish that for ourselves? To offer ourselves the gift of our own friendship. May we be safe. May we feel secure and protected in the world. May we be free from danger and threats. May we be peaceful and at ease in our minds, free from worry, free from obsession, free from anxiety. May we be at ease in our bodies, however they might be, whatever strengths and limitations they may have. May we be able to inhabit them with as much ease and equanimity as possible. May we be able to live easily in the world, live comfortably in the world, without having to struggle, without having to worry, being able to meet our needs, meet the needs of those who might depend on us with joy. So those are the four universal wishes that are at the core of metta, at the core of loving kindness or loving friendliness. Just a basic wish for the well-being of ourselves, first and foremost, and of others. If you've done this practice before, you may have your own particular phrases. Usually we choose one phrase for each of these wishes that captures our understanding of it. So if you have your own phrases that resonate with you, then please use those. If you're new to this practice, you can take a little time and see if you can come up with some phrases to capture these four universal wishes. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be prosperous. So just taking a little time to see if we can offer ourselves the gift of our own friendship. Connecting with the sense of that longing in the heart for happiness. Offering ourselves our own good wishes. And then pausing a little bit just to let the heart resonate with those and to see what the response is. May I be free from danger. May I be free from mental suffering. May I be free from physical suffering. May I be able to live comfortably. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be healthy and strong. May I be comfortable and prosperous. For some of us, initially, it may be challenging to offer this wish of friendliness to ourselves. This is the traditional place to start. But for some of us, our life circumstances have been such that it's difficult to make that connection initially. So if that's the case, then we offer the alternate option of offering our friendliness to what we call a benefactor figure. So this is suggested that it be someone who has been a benefit to us, someone who's helped us in life, brought joy or other kinds of benefits into our life, maybe a teacher or a mentor, possibly a friend, perhaps a child or a pet. That's a source of joy in our lives. So if you'd like to choose a benefactor figure, you could see if somebody like that comes to mind. Someone who we don't have a complicated or fraught relationship with or a lot of history with. Someone who we have a really uncomplicated, straightforward sense of appreciation and gratitude for in our lives. Oftentimes the first one that comes to mind is good. If we'd like to work with a benefactor figure in the practice, we could start by reflecting that to whatever extent we do or do not know them or can or cannot communicate with them, we can be sure that they also want to be happy, just as we all do. May have never discussed this with this other being, talked about what they want out of life, but we can be sure that in their heart, just as we do, they want to be safe, they want to be at peace, they want to be at ease in their bodies, they want to be comfortable in the world. All of those same universal wishes that all of us want. So if we bring them to mind, maybe through a visual image, or just some memory of our interactions with them, what they do in the world, where they are, Conjure up a felt sense of this being. And see if we can connect with them by offering them the gift of our friendship, our goodwill. Repeating the exact same phrases that we might use for ourselves or any other being. So offering them the wish, and then pausing to see how the heart resonates, what the response is. May you be safe and free from danger. May you enjoy peace of mind. May you be at ease in the body, just as it is. May you be able to make your way in life easily and joyfully. So for the remainder of the session, you can continue working either with yourself or with a benefactor figure, whichever one really feels like it's easiest or richest for where you are at this moment. Just moving at your own pace through the phrases, reconnecting whenever the mind wanders off. Seeing if we can continue to touch into just a very simple sense of friendliness, goodwill. May I enjoy the basic blessings of life. Or may this other dear person enjoy the basic blessings of life. coming back and starting fresh if the mind wanders off. May you be safe and protected. May you be at ease in the mind. May you be at ease in the body. May you be at ease in the world. We're now bringing our attention to the group of us gathered here in this room together. Each of us has come maybe with our own particular ideas about what we're looking for, life circumstances that have brought us here. We each have our own particular stories and histories. And yet, as we just sense around the room energetically, this room full of beings, we really all want the same thing at root. We want to be happy. The person sitting to one side of us, the person sitting to the other side of us, the person sitting behind us, the person sitting in front of us, all of those all around us. We all want happiness. None of us wants pain. We don't need to know anything about each other more than this in order to be able to offer each other the gift of our friendship. The gift of just our basic goodwill, good wishing. So seeing if we can radiate that out to our little sangha here, our little community. May all of those of you that are here with me on this journey, may you all find the happiness that you're seeking. May you be able to live in the world with safety, free from the threat of danger. May you all be able to live in the world with peaceful hearts and minds, without stress, without anxiety. May you all be able to enjoy a reasonable degree of comfort, health, strength of body. May you all be able to provide for yourselves, for your own basic needs, for the needs of those around you. Without struggle, without deprivation. So offering our phrases just briefly to all of our companions here, whatever our specific phrases that we've settled on might be. And including ourselves also in those wishes. For we are, after all, no different from anybody else here. Seeking happiness, not wanting pain and suffering. May we all be safe and protected. May we all be peaceful and happy. May we all be at ease in our bodies. May we all be able to make our way in the world comfortably and joyfully. May we be free from suffering, and may all beings everywhere be free from suffering.